That's what I want you to pray about tonight, that the Lord speak to your heart. Your heart needs speaking to. For direction, for alignment, whatever need. Lift your hand and just tell him, Lord, I'm willing for you to speak to my heart. And go ahead and talk to him a minute. Go ahead and talk to him. Pray in the spirit or pray in English. But just let it be known that you're here. I can't hear you. Go ahead. Pray. See, the Lord will speak to you if you want him to speak to you. He'll give you divine direction, supernatural direction. The atmosphere is conducive for the Lord to speak. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray about it if you might. Thank you, Lord. You watching by internet, just wait, go ahead and pray in the spirit about that. Lord, I'm willing for you to speak to my heart tonight. I need to hear from you. I need to go up to another level. I need to grow in the things of God. I need to grow in the spirit. I desire to be matured in the things of the spirit. Help me. Then give me your holy word. Now, revelation, rhema, truth that can come to your heart tonight. Truth prevail. The truth of God's word always prevail. You heard me? But you have to have an open heart to receive that truth. And I'm telling you, when I start ministering tonight, we're going in some places we need to go. And so the next stand is to say, if I can hear from you. Whoa, my God. Now, you know, Isaiah 54, he said he give us ears to hear. And we need to hear him. We don't need to go through a routine when we come here. You can't live on routine, but you can live on revelation. And so you're born again, so you have ears to hear. But we have to buckle against just going through the Bible. Yeah, you need to get an answer, some direction, right? So let's pray about those two standing. Give me your holy word if I can hear from you. I'm willing to hear from you. I'm willing to hear from you. Come on, you got to be serious about it now. I mean, and serious don't mean loud, but you just got to be serious about it. Because when the Holy Ghost goes to speaking, you don't want to be somewhere else. All right, in Jesus' name, we'll pray and give thanks, right? All right, clap your hand and you may be seated. You may be seated. No one desire to be a beggar. And there are some things, if you don't know in the spirit, you're going to be a beggar in the spirit. Maturity means I've grown and I know how to get a hold of God. I know how to hear him for myself. Three scriptures I'm going to look at what are not my text, but I want to look at them because they're going to give you some grip on understanding the mysteries of building in the spirit. Understanding the mysteries of building in the spirit. There's a sevenfold platform of really building in the spirit. When Jesus said, the work that I do, shall you do also, and greater work than these shall you do because of my Father. If that's so, you're going to have to be built in the sevenfold spirit that Jesus was carrying. Sevenfold aspect of the spirit. Now, I said, if you don't know how to build in the spirit, you will be a beggar for power. You will be a beggar. You'll be a Christian, but you're just a Christian beggar. There's some things you have to understand. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about no fame. We're talking about beggars for power. If you don't know how to build in the spirit. There is such a thing as building in the spirit, you know. So in John 1:12, let's start a little journey here. John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now he gave them power to become son. But to live the sonship out, you're going to have to constantly be growing in power. That power is in the spirit realm. So you're going to have to know how to build in the spirit. Can I get amen now?
Amen.
Say it, build in the spirit.
Build in the spirit.
Yeah. As a Christian, every time you pray, every time you study the scriptures, every time you come to church, every time you witness to somebody else, every time you go to a challenge in your life, it's a moment for you to build stronger in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
It won't automatically happen. You go to Romans 8:14 now. Romans 8:14, as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, that's a different aspect now. You're born there in John 1:12, but then in Romans 8:14, he's talking about being led.
Amen.
So for that to happen, it will take training.
Yes, sir.
It won't happen automatically. I'm a son of God, and I'm a follower of the Spirit. No, you're not. There's some things you have to know. And what I want to do in these dangerous times, it's so important that you, as a child of God, know how to build in the Spirit and walk in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
I said walk in the power of the Spirit. Not just talk about it, but to live it, to walk in the power of the Spirit. So here we have, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Notice the statement, sons of God. And then it says in Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, that's two different categories. One, becoming a Christian, and the other one is being led further into the power of the spirit realm. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Being led further in the power, challenges that come to you and situations that come, you can use them for builders in the spirit, because God's not going to fail you if you trust him.
Yes.
How many of y'all know that?
Yes.
All right, now, here's the biggie now. In Romans 8:19, here's the biggie. Now it's time for us to manifest. And the whole world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. And so you have to do that in the spirit. So we're born of the spirit. We're led by the spirit. But then we are supposed to manifest in the spirit. And so I believe this is a generation that's going to manifest in the spirit that the whole world can see it. You see what that scripture said? Powerful, man. And I mean, it's a life for the honest expectation of the creature waiting. Sinners are waiting.
Yeah.
All type of people waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, you can be a son and not manifest.
Yes, sir.
All right? In between there, you were led by the Spirit, right? All right, now. The sevenfold spirit is found in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. I want you to study it well, because you're not going to find them on 6, but it's 7 in there. Turn there. You're going to find 6. I counted a many times. I count. I went back and count. I said 1, 2. I even got it on my hand. 1, 2. I couldn't find them on 6 for a long time. All right. Now. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to find out the 7 platform you got to stand on. Yeah, the flow in the spirit, or 7 pillars you have to have under you to build in the spirit. We're talking about building in the spirit. We're talking about there's mysteries of a person who knows how. That person has to know some mysteries. It's not right on the surface of how to build in the spirit. All right. But I promise you, if you build in the spirit, like I'm aiming to teach you, you will have no problem when this world go upside down.
Amen.
You'll know exactly what to do, how to do it. Here, now here in Isaiah chapter 11, I'll read verse 1. There shall come from forth a rod, it's talking about Jesus, out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now I want you to see how many times it said the Spirit. The Spirit, right? And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Who found the seven? You see the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might. That's what, four? Huh? The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So that's what, six? Where the seventh one at? Well, what is the Spirit of the Lord?
Power.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Power.
Power. Power. Spirit of the Lord. That's the first one. Power. I will go through all, every one of them, one by one. Probably not tonight. We're starting this series tonight. But I want to know, when you're building in the Spirit, you have the ability of bringing heaven to earth. You have the ability of bringing heaven to earth. When a son of God or a daughter of God begin to manifest, they on a daily basis bringing heaven to earth.
Yes,
sir, it's just recognized. They have that type of contact in the spirit world. The next thing is they will be birthing in the spirit continuously.
Yes, sir.
You see, you have divine birthing rights,
yes,
of situations that are not normal. But you have the ability to birth it and cause things to manifest that wouldn't have manifest if your faith wouldn't have touched God's grace.
Yeah.
Sometimes shortage or attack or circumstance, I told you some years ago, your life and life situation are not the same thing. And if you don't understand that, you'll take a life situation and call it your life.
Amen.
No, you got to get back to your life, because in your life is light to handle the situation.
Yeah.
Are you following me? Turn to John Gospel chapter 1. We need to look at this. If you get your life and your life situation mixed up, you don't have nothing to work with. Then the enemy gonna holler, he got you. But you see, building in the spirit knows that my life in Christ cannot be defeated.
Amen.
What I said?
You
have to know that.
Yes,
but you have to know that from a spiritual standpoint. You have to know that by spending time with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That the Holy Ghost can reveal to you your next step. No matter what truck passing by, Big Mac truck or whatever, it looked like it's going. No matter if you see an elephant,
yeah.
It doesn't matter, because that elephant is a figment of your imagination, because he cannot stop you, because you're a child of God.
Yeah.
Slaughter the elephant. The thing that look like they're big in your life and like you cannot do nothing with it. When you build in the spirit, you'll get pregnant in the spirit with what you need and deliver the baby right in front of the elephant. There's absolutely nothing when you train in the spirit. There's nothing when you build in the spirit. There's absolutely nothing can hold you down. You understand that? John Gospel chapter 1. It's so important what John said in the first chapter here. Because your life as a son of God always have the divine ability to turn on a divine light to see through the darkness that the enemy is trying to do. But you got to know how to build in the spirit. See, you can't read a scripture. You can't sing a song. You have to know what you're doing. You can't use the sword of the Spirit if you're not built in the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is for matured people. You cut yourself. Because the sword of the Spirit is sharp. And so you have to know how powerful your words are in the Spirit when you know what you're doing. That's a sevenfold power there in Isaiah 11 too. Sevenfold thing that we're going to talk about in building in the Spirit. One by one, we're going to go through them. One by one. But here in John's Gospel chapter 1, I went over here for a reason. Notice the fourth verse. See, if you don't know how to turn your lights on, darkness is going to comprehend you. My job is to put it there so you can see it, how to build so much in the Spirit when it seems like darkness is coming. You walk in the room, everybody trying to find the door, you turn the light on. You the light. Notice what it said here. Read verse 4. Who? Him who? Him who? Was what? And what was the light? See that? See, there's a spirit, there's a light in the spirit realm that belongs to you no matter what you're going through. No matter who come to you for aid as a Christian, there's a light in you can handle whatever they bring you. But you're going to have to know how to build in the spirit. You're going to have to know, oh, I got it, Lord. You're going to have to know how to keep the voltage up. You heard me? Yeah, you're going to have to know. You see, when you're praying in the spirit, Jude 20, you're building up the voltage. The currents become stronger. Also in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says a man speaking in the spirit is speaking not in the men but in the God. But how be it? In the spirit, he speaketh what? Mystery. Billing. See, the spirit world is a mystery world. You must not just stay with parables. You must move that the spirit can reveal to you mysteries. Things that was no other way for you to know them, but God told them to you in your heart. And the light came on and the darkness has to leave. Are you following me? In him was life. That other words, that life is light and everything from the devil is dark. You got me? So everything from him is dark. If I build and know how to turn the light on, what happens when you walk in your room in your home and it's dark and you flip that switch? See, darkness can't stay where light is. And so you must train yourself to be a spirit of light. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. And that because he gives you that life inside of you is a spiritual life that you can build upon. You pray in the Holy Ghost, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, so my life is a light. When I know how to turn it on in the spirit. Are you following me? And you go on and read, it says the light comprehended. Now you read down there, talk about a lot about the light, the true light, which comes to light every man. But the second thing I want to prelude here. Bringing heaven down to earth. And the second thing, birthing in the spirit continuously. Should never stop. Keep having babies. You should have a big family. You listening? You're not going to ever forget this. You should have a big family of revelation. You should have so many revelatory children in your life that you can answer anything that come against your life. See, you're a revelation birther. Thing that can't be seen, the Spirit show it to you. I tell you right now, you're not a regular person. Nobody born of God's spirit, but you're not going to be able to manifest if you can't pass the test. Tests will come, tests will go, but it's a situation. It's not my life. It's a life situation. I use it for training. Are you following? Anything you're dealing with right now, any one of y'all dealing with anything right now, it should just be a test. It should just be training. It should not bring fear to you. It should not bring worry to you. If it is, you're in the natural. You outside. You acting like a natural man or a natural woman, and you're not. You are born and birthed in the abilities of the supernatural by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will bring you a heal. And so the way things winding up in the world and crazy stuff coming, I see it as a pastor that every person that is under me got to build in the spirit. You got to know how to flow. You got to know how to grab hold of the Holy Ghost. Don't turn him loose. When you learn more about building in the spirit, you become a commander in the spirit. I said you become a commander in the spirit. Then you begin to command things. You're no beggar. You're a commander. Or another area, you become in dominion. It's so wonderful. I've shared some of it in my life. It's so wonderful when you know that you can trust the Holy Ghost. And you know he give you that sentence, or two sentences, they give you that paragraph, and it don't make no sense to you. But you move on it and it explodes with blessing. You didn't hear me. See the downfall is trying to operate in the spirit through the senses. How you feel, your emotion, your ego. That's not the way to do it. Because Satan, all he's gonna do is expand his lie. Expand his deception. You need to be able to see through him. You need to be able to say, if there's a group, I know who behind this. You need to stand your ground in the spirit because you light. Walking in the light of the spirit of God is my opportunity because I have the life of God in me. All right. When you train this way, big problem, small problem, all become the same easier to handle. See, big problem, no such thing as a big problem, just a problem. Bam, boom. Because the Lord will give you insight, or the Lord will give you wisdom, that is seven spirit go. The Lord will give you understanding. The Lord will give you counsel. The Lord will give you might. The Lord will give you knowledge. The Lord will give you a place that you reverently respect him, that he can bring you higher. Then there's a tendency when you're building the spirit, you're bursting throughout with joy unspeakable and full of glory. No matter what's going on, you burst out. You're just in tune to the infinite. You're in tune to the supernatural world. You're in tune to the spirit world. John said in Revelation, you better be in the spirit. John said in Revelation, first chapter, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard and I saw. There's a rim of seeing. There's a rim of hearing when you're in the spirit. What I say? Can I get a hallelujah on that?
Hallelujah.
Now I'm telling you right now, whatever trying to chop your tree down, gonna have to leave.
Amen.
See, there's a rim of hearing, there's a rim of seeing that is undeniable.
Yes, sir.
And so when you learn how to build in the spirit, you become a blesser bestower. upon everyone that connected you properly. See, that's something in the spirit world that you have to have respect to connect. You cannot connect without respect. And it's so important. Are you listening to me? So understand the mystery of building in the spirit. Understand the seven platform of building in the spirit in Isaiah 11 and 2. Lord, teach me the mystery of how to build in the spirit. Say that. Lord, teach me the mysteries. Plural. Notice Psalm 127, verse 1. And this is talking about building in the spirit. Now, don't think about a physical house. Don't think about nothing physical here. Think about the realm of the spirit. There's a house you can build in the spirit. Amen. We get so caught up on these outside houses sometimes and never get a chance. We're serving God for outside house. But you the house. You the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the temple of revelation. You're the temple of wisdom. You're the temple of knowledge. You're the temple of understanding. God want to flow his understanding through you. Say it. God want to flow his understanding through me. God want to flow his wisdom through me. God want to flow his power through me. Guess what? I yield. Now you start building. You started building higher than you were. You're going to go higher and higher and higher. The things I'm going to say are going to grab you to another level. It's going to pull you up to another level. If there's a puzzling thing come, I want you to say this out your mouth. I don't care what you how by yourself. God about to shoot some new understanding through me. You see that? You see that? Now we're talking about the spirit world. We're not talking about natural understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. We're talking about an understanding that going to take care of that what I can't understand. Yes, sir. In the spirit. Wisdom in the spirit. Knowledge, revelation knowledge. You see, revelation knowledge. Say revelation knowledge.
Revelation knowledge.
Revelation understanding.
Revelation,
revelation wisdom.
Revelation.
And just going down the line, revelation counsel, revelation might, revelation knowledge, revelation of the fear of the Lord. These things have to be revealed. Wow, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I felt something. You know, Satan just lost something. It's somebody or something he thought he had, but he should have never let him got to this class. Because now, you know that sevenfold aspect of God's spirit is ready to carry you. And you are, because you're a son of God, you are a container of the same makeup that Jesus wore. Now, let me stop here and pause here. Jesus said, and the spirit of the Lord rest upon him. See, I want you to know the difference between upon and within. The other three basically talking about within. The other six, this one talking about upon to do ministry. That's why you got him in Luke 4:18. Uh-huh. You know, remember he broke them six yokes if you were here. Yes, spirit of the Lord is upon me that I might preach the gospel to the poor. Yes, you can't preach the gospel without the spirit.
Right, right.
You can't heal a person with a broken heart. You're trying to give them some psychological effect or scientific program to go through. They need the spirit breathing on them.
Yes.
See, when you're operating in the spirit, you don't go about how people look. It don't make no difference how they look. When you have put out the goods and you know the goods work, you know they're going to be all right if they do what you tell them to do. Are you following me?
Hallelujah.
All right. Now go back to Psalm 127, except the Lord build a house. And you can't be watching on your own. Because, if you're trying to watch in the natural, you're going to be deceived. You got to be a spiritual watchman. You got to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to see what's going on in your life. Otherwise, you're guessing. You wasn't born to guess. You're born to know, man. My God. Well, put this in your note. I'm not Matthew 16, 17, 19. You remember Peter got that revelation, the doubt of Christ. Then God gave him some keys. He said, flesh and blood ain't reveal it to you. Okay? And we talked about Jude 20 and 21. 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Now, I want to go before I give you some more notes here. Points in building in the spirit. Hallelujah. I want to look at two scriptures can set us up. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3. Because you got to have a strong foundation to do this, because religious ideas won't work. It has to be, that's why I read, you're born of the Spirit, but you receive Him, you become sons of God. You're led by the Spirit, that's another dimension. But now we're talking in Romans 8 and 19 about the manifestation of the Son of God. Well, a manifestation, well, I'm already a son. No, but you're supposed to manifest. Yeah. And you're not going to be able to manifest unless you know how to build in the Spirit. Yes, sir. Are you following me? Yes, sir. All of God's manifestation come through the Spirit. God don't manifest through the flesh. It had to come in the Spirit. If you're healing, your body needs healing, it came out the Spirit. It didn't come out the flesh. And so sons and daughters in a time like this need to be manifest.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You need to know how to manifest in the Spirit. I ain't talking about reading no scripture and quoting what you memorize. Memorization and meditation is not manifestation. It's route to manifestation. But we got to start manifesting. Tell the person next to you, you got to start manifesting. That's the only way Satan's going to know who you are. You see, you manifest on him three or four times. He might come, but he said, man, listen, I'd rather have that girl over there. She ain't did no manifestation. She ain't listening while the apostle talking. I'm going to get her. Because I won't have to go. But the other girl, she's going to be quoting everything the apostle said, got in her spirit, said, do you know, devil, I'm a manifester? Do you know I got the same power? Romans 8 and 11. I got the same spirit in me that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know I know that? Do you know I know you can't bury me? Do you know I know you can't break me down? Because I'm operating in resurrection power. See, you're a manifester. I mean, let's go beyond just being a church member. See, Satan wants to come and sing a few songs, clap our hand, and then go to the house and go back to the same way, and don't have no unction in you, an anointing to actually become a bona fide partner with the Holy Ghost. A bona fide partner. I got anybody here want to be a bona fide partner with the Holy Ghost? Oh, baby, you about to go on a trip. You better not say that again. You want to be a bona fide partner with the Holy Ghost? Oh, Jesus. You about to go on. God, you about to. What? You about to. Say it again. I want to be a bona fide. The Holy Ghost heard you. And He will test you. Good test. He said, you want to go higher? That's what He said. You want to go higher? You will be my partner. You can't be down here. Come on higher. Holy Ghost, I'm your partner.
Holy Ghost,
you my partner. And nobody can trick us.
Nobody can stop us.
No problem can stop us. I know that's not good English, but me and the Holy Ghost got something going on. I could have said it the other way, but I want to say it that way. You understand? And build. See, some people just drill and drill and drill. But you won't build and build. I get tired drilling.
Yeah.
Tired going down looking for something.
Yeah.
Go up. I'm tired living a one-story life in the spirit. No, one story. I'm ready to build a skyscraper. You understand what I'm saying? In the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? You can do this, but you got to build. Well, build. Oh, my goodness. Sit down. Sit down a minute. Ephesians 3:1. Watch. You got to listen now because I'm laying foundation. Verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of what? Which is given to me to you what? Now notice what he said in verse 3 now. Because this is one of the things you have to know to build in the spirit. How that by what?
Revelation.
How that by what?
Revelation.
How that by what?
Revelation.
Now notice the next statement now. This is the only way to know the mystery. You can't know the mystery unless it's by revelation. You can't know the mystery unless it's by the spirit. So he said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now notice this, because we're stopping something here that in the book of Acts is still coming forth. This generation, we're hitting some things here that is extended. There's a divine, let me speak a divine extension on your life. And let me speak divine expansion in your life. As the Spirit leads you, you will begin to manifest. Manifest on levels you never manifested before. All right, you ready for that? Can you accept that? Yeah, now the Bible says, or God, you're not going to be able to see him operating in your life unless you spend some time with him. All right? You know, God is a live God. And so he wants live fellowship with you. Okay? But I decree that there will be an extension of goodness on your life, and that your life going to expand beyond explanation. How many received that? Let me hear a loud amen by that. Now you got to have expectation. You can't let that little weariness hold you down no more, because you're building. You're building with materials that is not of this world. So nothing that Satan has, nothing this world has, nothing that your enemy has can stop what you're building with. You're actually building with resurrection power. See, according to Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. All right, so now let me finish reading. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto who? The sons of men. As it now revealed, that is again, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Good God Almighty. Ephesians 2, you're right there. Verse 18. Now therefore you are no more strangers than foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation. Now this is government. This is revelation. When he talks about the two head office in the fivefold ministry gift, they should give you greater revelation. An apostle should give you greater revelation than a pastor. Because the pastor is under the apostle. It's been so long, all we had was a pastor and an evangelist. Yeah. Verse 20, and I built up on, he's talking about revelation here, still talking about revelation. See, built up on the revelation that I'm going to give them for you. Built up on the government that I'm going to give them for you. Yes, sir. And I built up on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, because it said Jesus Christ himself. being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, that is, verse 21, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Hold up now. In whom ye also are what? For what? See, through the Spirit. So now let's get this understood. You're building your spirit. Your spirit has to be built. Okay? Yeah, you're a child of God, but if you're going to function in this world properly as the light of the world, the salt of the earth, huh? You're going to have to, what we're doing here, building in the spirit, building to understand the power, to understand the wisdom, to understand the understanding, to understand the knowledge, understand the counsel. You really don't need nobody counseling you.
Amen.
You don't really need to call nobody to counsel living on the inside of you. And so you have to grow up to the point that I understand how this is going to come out. If you can explain your whole life, you're a beggar in the spirit. When you begin to build in the spirit, you cannot explain everything that happened to you. So if you can explain your life, I know you're a rookie in the spirit. In the spirit, let me see, can I make it clear to you? In the spirit, you cross bridges, you don't know how you got across there. But you always know he always going to come through. There's a trust, there's a reliance, there's a dependency that developed in you about God in your spirit. It will not develop in here. Academically, sensical, psychologically, science, it won't develop. But in your spirit, when you get your spirit developed and you get a hunger and thirst for God, answers start swinging around your head. Answers. And you know, I'll take that. It don't look kosher. You saw how Jesus operate? Jesus operated like a man out of his mind. He would do things out of ordinary. Just do it. But he had his ear open. The Father told him what to do. And the Father said, go ahead, don't trust me. Some of you all have received answers to your prayer, but you didn't like the answer. You want an ABC answer. The Lord don't give no ABC's answer. You got to take it like he give it to you and trust him. Now, everybody in the room just got the answer. Everybody watch me. One statement. Everybody got the answer. The Lord gives the answer, but you're going to have to trust him enough to act on it. But you'd rather call somebody down the street. God, can you help me? As long as you don't build in the spirit, I want to say it again, you're going to be a beggar. Lord, can you stop by here? I've been by there. I dropped the package off when I came by, but you didn't see it. You didn't know how to receive it. All right. Now you saw Ephesians 2:18. All right, get ready to write now. I'm going to give you some pointers on this. Lord, teach me the mystery of how to build in the spirit. God want to make you a commander and dominator in manifestation, demonstration, and exploit. God want to make you a commander and dominator in manifestations, demonstration, and exploit. Manifestation, demonstration, exploration. You know, Romans 8:19, he's waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. The sons of God are not going to manifest by going to church.
Amen.
They're not going to manifest by singing, thank God. This brings us into an atmosphere and a climate, but they're not. You're not going to manifest by having prayer meetings. You manifest by dealing with it, yielding to it, hearing God's voice, following that light. There are times God just turned the light on just for you. And if you're built up enough in the spirit, you know better than trying to go tell somebody about what you've seen. Because they're going to build doubt in you. You're trying to build in the spirit, they're going to build doubt on you. Oh, God, I don't know. All that the apostle talking about, I don't know about all that. I can take some of it, God, but I can't take all this stuff. See, for instance, meat. I'm not talking about the animal. I'm talking about poison. You can get you some animal without poison, go ahead and eat it. You see what I'm saying? That's money. Those are not, these are not hip hoop hooray subjects. These are talking about putting money. You know what I'm saying? You say, you're broke. Nobody want to hear that. But you get stirred in the spirit and you'll never be broke another day in your life. So I pick up the subject to try to help. I'm trying to help you manifest, demonstrate. Look in 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3. Just a minute. Notice the 16th verse. But let's go to the 4th chapter and the 1st verse first. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. You go back up to the 16th verse. And without controversy, great is the mystery of what? God was what? Manifesting what? Justified in what?
Spirit.
Seen of who?
Faith.
Preached unto who?
Justified.
And what happened?
Receive,
receive up the glory. See, it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Yes, sir.
Now let me help you clear something else up. I'll do it now because you need to grow up in the spirit. Let's go back to the 4th chapter. Let me show you something. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat. They say there are false people do that. So they've got away from God who do that. But that time, I didn't do this because of religion. That time, I need to get off of this. But that time, they wasn't trying to sell 8 million chickens a day. We used to go in the yard, catch the chicken, wring his neck, let him jump around. He just jump. And we get tired jumping. He jump a long time. Then you get him out and put him in some hot water and you're in. See, you poison can take that text and say, see, you can't build in the spirit. When somebody looking out for you, you can't build in the spirit trying to find a text to prove him wrong. I wasn't talking about no religion. I thought I'd go there because I know some of y'all gonna read down and think you got a revelation. But you ain't gonna. Yeah, that ain't no revelation. That's why you can't build in the spirit. You're trying to find something with the whole you when somebody's trying to help you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus. All right. Every struggle can be corrected by knowing how to wear the character or personality of Jesus in the spirit. You want me to say that again? Because they've got two powerful scriptures with it. Every struggle, when you're building in the spirit, Every struggle can be corrected by knowing how to wear the character or personality of Jesus in the Spirit. Acts 17. You brought your shouting glow? Acts 17. And we're just beginning this month. We'll probably go out the whole year on Wednesday teaching on building in the Spirit now. Because I want to really get it where you can see it from every angle. I got to go through each one of them one by one. I'm probably going to get to the power. I'm going to get to the power. I'm not going to get to it tonight. But, you know, I got to give you the instruction stuff. 17 and 28. I want everybody to read this with me out loud. We're talking about building in the Spirit, right?
Yes.
All right, let's read the 28th verse. Read. In the Spirit. See? We live and move and have our being in the Spirit. Offspring is given another indication that we belong to him. Son, offspring. See, you read a scripture like this and think you can just move in the flesh. No, it's in him I live. In him I move. Now look at the last statement. In him I have what? What kind of being are you? Yeah, you're not just a human being, you're a spirit being. So you're building in the Spirit so you can function with God. See? Because what's going to happen is, if you don't build in the Spirit, you're going to look at everything from the flesh. Think you're defeated. You have to be taught how to shift in the Spirit. Shift out of the flesh. And say, God, I trust you. God, if I go down, you're going down. I'm going to take you with me. And I'm going to tell men, I trusted you, and you didn't do nothing about it. I'm going to tell everybody I find. That ain't going to happen. If you trust in God, that ain't going to happen. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. In him we live, we move, we have our being. That's spiritual talk. Where all your problems come from? Where all your problems be at? Out there? People? Money? Demon trying to make you sick? You know what I'm saying? But you got a hand in the Spirit. Look at what? What did he say here? You're in the thought of love made perfect. It may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we when we get to heaven. You have to know that you have the divine right to manifest. Yes, you have the divine ability to manifest. Thank you, Lord. You're not natural. Sometimes you seem not normal to people who don't understand when you're moving in another dimension. But I want this class to know, keep building in the Spirit, praying in tongue, praise him, worship him, give him thanks. He'll move in closer when you give him thanks and you praise him for what he has already done. You are not a beggar. You are a born again child of God, and you're a birther, you're a manifester, you are a, what? You're a boy, you're a manifester. You got creative abilities in you. in the spirit. If it's not made, God can make it for you. You're supposed to operate just like Jesus. If not so, how can Jesus tell us what he told us in John 14:12? How can he tell us the work that I do shall you do also in greater way? How can he tell us that if I can't operate out of the same power sack that he was operating in, how can he say I can do that? Listen, somebody need to hear this. Building and being in the spirit will break and bury all the works of the enemy that is trying to hinder you from living the good life, what the Father has ordained for you to live. Let me do that again. You turn to Ephesians 2:10. Give me an amplified Bible on the board. Ephesians 2:10. Building and being in the spirit will break and bury all the works of the enemy that is trying to hinder you from living the good life which the Father has ordained for you to live. Amen. Ephesians 2:10, that is. But listen to this. Let me read this. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. That's you?
Yes,
born anew. And that's in the spirit, you see. That we may do those good works. Y'all move that thing. And what it is? Why they did that? Trying to make me see it, huh? No, but I lost my place. I can see it. I got my glasses on. But when it jumped down like that, I was going, I'm going all over now. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living what? What he had what? And made ready what? Now, you will never see that without building in the spirit. See, that's not a stop by your Lord, stop by here. No, that ain't none of that. That ain't none of that. You have to have some. Listen. This word is very pregnant and very poignant. Enlightenment. You have to be enlightened. If you're going to grow in the spirit, you're going to have to be enlightened by the Holy Ghost. He's going to have to show you things you can't see. And he will. And he loves to do it. I dare you to trust him. The Holy Spirit is not going to set no maze room up for you. You don't know where that door at. You bonk against the wall. You got some of these little company now got these places. You go in there, you can't find the door. I ain't going in there. I ain't going there to look for no doggone door. I ain't going there. I mess with my mind. I ain't going there to look for no door. I'm going where there's a door is. I can go on through it. The secret of the manifestation of the Son of God is knowing how to build in the Spirit. How to live in the Spirit. Come on, get it now. The secret of the manifestation of the sons of God, there in Romans 8:19, it says here in my note, handwritten, the secret of the manifestation of the sons of God is knowing how to build in the Spirit, how to live in the Spirit, how to yield to the Spirit, how to flow in the Spirit, how to hear in the Spirit. Now you're ready to be led by the Spirit continually. Let me give that again now, because I said about 6 or 7 things. The secret of the manifestation of the sons of God is knowing how, number one, to build in the Spirit. And it might not be in chronological order, okay? How to live in the Spirit. How to yield. You got to know how to yield. Because you know there are going to be some days that you're not going to be able to see no other way but yielding. How to yield to the Spirit. How to flow in the Spirit. That's a powerful one. How to hear in the Spirit. Then I said, now you are ready to be led by the Spirit of God. That's a combination of Romans 8:19, the manifestation of the Son of God, and Romans 8:14. One of the greatest mysteries, come on, children, because I'm almost through, of building in the Spirit is knowing how to release the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Listen, listen. You got to be listening now. Let me read it again. Because if you don't listen, you're going to miss this. You're going to think I'm saying one thing, I'm going to be saying something else. And that need not to happen. Okay. If you just listen in the flesh, you're not going to hear what I'm saying. When I read this point here the Lord gave me, you're not going to hear what I'm saying. You're going to think I'm saying the same thing you're thinking. And I'm not. I mean, you get it. One of the greatest mysteries of building in the Spirit is knowing how to release the power of the Holy Ghost in your life and handle life situations. Oh, I don't know if you got it. Huh? 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 I got something for you. The Holy Ghost is not going to handle a life situation without your life. You're going to have to participate.
Yes. Yes.
The Holy Ghost is not your errand boy.
Amen.
He said, no, you come go with me. The Holy Ghost said, you know, I didn't get in this mess. I didn't do this. Now you come on, go with me. You and I are both going to face this.
Yes.
You're going to have to trust me enough.
Yes.
I can get you out, but you're going to have to trust me.
Yes.
Remember now. Remember, see, everybody problem eradicated. I got 55 seconds. All problems eradicated in here tonight. How now? Let me tell you how. Let me tell you how. What's going on in your life is not your life. It's a life situation. You take your life in partnership with the Holy Spirit, in partnership with Jesus, partnership with His Word, partnership with the kingdom, get you some revelation, get you some anointing, declare that He's Lord, reach for the glory of God, come back over to that situation as another person. Now there's so much in this teaching, so much in building the Spirit. I'll be preparing next week, come back and give you some more of this. I got 3 pages of notes left. And now, like Janice said, Apostle, you just teach so much. We're trying to keep up. A husband had a pattern of God. Just give what you can, honey. Just give what you can. You know, but I'd rather for the overflow than the underflow. All right? Amen, amen. All right, lift your hand, praise God. Lift your hand, praise God. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. There's some other things I didn't even get to, boy. I tell you, I always act like I ain't never see you no more, you know. Write this down. That spirit of power we're talking about is to subdue the enemy, to dominate the region of darkness, to say to Satan, you are no longer in charge. Your judgment is sealed already. That spirit of power is to subdue the enemy. I'll teach you more about this next week. To dominate the region of darkness. To say to Satan, Satan, you're no longer in charge. You ever told him that? Most of y'all have. Whatever you're dealing with, if it's sickness, disease, whatever it is, just tell him, I know. You're no more in charge. Amen. Amen. If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand. Usher's going to help you.